got to see some Trump.
My truck over there.
The official Trump truck. What brings you down here today?
Celebrate Trump winning, being the president.
And what made you want to dedicate your truck to him?
Well, I met him a long time ago, Atlantic City. We used to stay at his properties all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew 10 years ago he was going to be president. I told everybody, I'm like, he's going to be the president. I'm telling you. And when he ran, I decided to jump on board and put Trump signs on my truck and go around to rallies and just campaign for him.
Can you describe it a little more for what you've done to the truck?
It's a big white Ford F-250 crew cab with a big plow-looking thing on the front that says Trump across it. And there's red Trump signs on the sides and on the windows.
What kind of reactions do you get driving it around?
Nothing but love.
Do you go interact with the protesters at other things you've been to?
Yes.
Have you had anything you would describe as a positive interaction with folks from the other side?
No. Pretty much no.
That's a dump truck.
Way more than you.
Show me your tax return, honey.
Show me your tax return.
Don't be mad.
That was butthead that just went through there, what?
Oh, honey, I am telling you, Sean Spicer got more stories than Walt Disney.
And,
Can't hear whatever, but go ahead. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Right.
Hey.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and protect one another.
We must love and protect one another.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Get a little louder.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and protect one another.
We must love and protect one another.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
We're here to support Trump. I was working in Charlotte a couple years ago for the Super Bowl, and Trump came through North Carolina, went to see him, liked what I heard, because I listened to his whole speech, not just little cherry-picked statements.
Have you seen things that you like so far?
Well, right now he's doing what he can to drain the swamp. He's going to get rid of all these politicians that have been in there forever and make nothing but empty promises while they're all getting rich.
What about politicians like Jeff Sessions, who's been in Washington for decades already?
Well, a lot of these guys, all I know is they get paid like $200,000 a year and they're all millionaires.
Isn't that something?
I just don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
All I know is I lost my health care and then I had a $5,000 deductible. And then when I went to file my taxes, I'm going to get fined, what was it, $1,200? Well, Trump's not even president 2 months, and he already eliminated that. So now he just saved me $1,200.
Shame on you, Donald Trump. Shame on you. All right, I'm going to give the mic over to Sam Avery. Our peacekeeper, he's got a few words for you.
Hi, everybody. Marching down to Freedom Hall is not part of the original plan. However, a lot of people have headed down in that direction, and they're going to need some peacekeepers. So some of the peacekeepers can stay here, and some of the peacekeepers can go down to Freedom Hall. We're not sure what's going on down there, but they may need a little bit of control down there. So people stay here. This is fine. This is part of the original plan. And we hesitate to differ from that plan. But they may need peacekeepers down there. So a few of us, let's head on down there. Others of us, stay here. Thank you very much.